This is John Middleton of O.C. Elliott talking about what inspired their song, Run to You.
The music, funnily enough, like Sierra was kind of playing piano one evening. She started playing this riff, and I don't even know if she was entirely sure what she was playing, like, or if she was just messing around, and I came running in. I was like, what is that? That sounds really cool. And told her to repeat it, and then, like, recorded it. And then instantly I kind of ran into the room and started coming up with like this melody and things. And then we worked on it together and yeah. And then pretty soon after we had like an experience walking together where we kind of get separated from each other. And then we heard this like really intense noise. It almost sounded like a bomb going off or something. And so we, and like immediately as you do with someone you care a lot about and love, you seek them out right away. And so when we both found each other, we were, you know, very relieved. And there was this feeling of that, like, run to you when things go bad. And that inspired the lyrical content, as well as, I guess, I don't know, our present state of, polluting the world as we are. And so that's part of the subject matter as well.
Using all that we can.
Riley Kirkpatrick of Rain City on their song, Give This Up.
Give This Up is a fun one. That one actually started, we were doing a trip, like a little tour through the island, and we were in Tofino. We were doing a big tour, and then we had some friends staying in Tofino, so we stayed with them for an extra couple of days. And we were just hanging out in this Airbnb, and I just started playing some chords or whatever, and then Claire just sung the whole song almost. Like, it just came out of a jam, just me and her, and it basically just happened. Like, the song hasn't really changed that much since its inception. That was a cool process because it just happened so quickly. But yeah, it's a fun song. It's kind of Claire. I think the lyrics are definitely really about her and her experience. She talks about her family and whatnot, like quite literally. And I think it's just about just her playing music and not being able to kind of just put it down, and like, you know, kind of about her brothers and her parents molding her into being somebody who is, you know, a go-getter, going and getting their goals done and have passions and not being bossed around, I guess. And yeah, it's a funky song. It's exciting. We just did a music video for it actually, and that was a super awesome process. We had like a big set going. We probably had like 30 crew members like helping us do this whole project, and we're super excited to release that to everybody and show everybody kind of what we've been doing with it.
Yeah.
Here's Ben Rogers with the inspiration for his song, Stack of Bones.
That was a story about Woody Guthrie and his daughter, who he nicknamed Stack of Bones. And she was killed in a house fire, as was his sister. And fire sort of plagued Woody Guthrie's life. His mother, I think, set his house on fire because she lost her mind, and he later suffered a pretty serious burn himself on his arm, I believe. And so, you know, I always knew I wanted to write something about him, but so that song was a long time coming.
Clara, clear and bright. Never thought a name could prove so unkind. Kathy Ann, your old man used to say you was his shining light. The fire, he grew jealous, and he took you for his own. Now these names no longer needed in the place that you now roam. Will you hear me call? Stack of bones. A place in the sun, when the sun was sinking down on Okima. Thick as thieves, you